Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to Learning by Ear and episode 1 of our new radio drama series, An Angel in Everyone. The next 10 programs will trace the lives of 4 young students at the same school. Angela, 17, who has been strictly brought up. Annie, 16, whose mother is not strict at all. Jamila, 17, whose family forms a protective shell around her. And Tom, 18, who seems to know what he wants. Yet, all 4 teenagers are vulnerable to peer pressure, adult pressure, and the dangers of living in a world of HIV and AIDS. In our first episode of An Angel in Everyone, we join Angela as her mother rages at her for hiding the truth about her condition. But was Angela really aware of what her condition was?
How could you? How could you do this to me? I named my own daughter Angela after an angel that I thought you were. You're not an angel. Angels don't let their mothers down like this. Oh my. Oh my.
Ma, I'm so sorry, Ma. I didn't know. I'm so sorry. Please, Ma.
How long have you known?
I don't know. I didn't know, Ma.
Don't give me that nonsense.
No, Ma. I didn't. I thought it was funny that my period didn't come, but I was afraid to ask you.
And your stomach? I mean, I don't see you undressed, but you do. Didn't you see your stomach was swollen when you washed?
Yes, I looked, but then I thought it was normal. You're my mother, and you didn't notice.
Oh, so now I'm to blame? This is too much. I've worked so hard to keep you on the straight and narrow.
Yes, Ma.
Why did I go to all that trouble? Make all those rules. Keep such a strict household. If at the first opportunity, or maybe it wasn't the first, maybe you've done this before. Maybe you're the local...
Ma, please. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
The school bus is coming. I don't want to talk to you. Go.
Hey, Annie. Nice to see you on the school bus. For a change.
Meaning?
Where is the fancy car you usually come to school in?
Tom, mind your own business.
Have you changed your mind about meeting me after school?
Well, what are you going to do to change my mind, Tom? So far, I haven't heard a single good reason for why I should be meeting you after school. What's in it for me, hey?
I'm in need for you, girl. That's what?
Sorry, Tom. That just ain't good enough. There are plenty of others who have something to offer as well as their good looks.
Oh, you mean like fancy car?
What are you two getting excited about? Hey, Tom, are you harassing my sister?
No, I'm not, Jamira. If it's any business of yours. But Annie, you sure have some weird ideas about dating? Ah, I'm moving. Let me through and forget I even asked.
Annie's the last cause. She only goes for men with money. Isn't that right, Annie?
Shut up, you little snail, and creep back into your shell.
Oh, you guys, please. I can't stand the noise. Be quiet.
What's up, lady friend?
I've got a headache. Please leave me alone.
Okay. But the coolest boy in the school, and you send him packing like that. Annie, what did you say?
I told him like it is. I don't need to date if that's all there is. Jake will give me a lift to school. Tallboy buys me sweets. And Spike even offered me a new cell phone. Look.
Wow, that's a cute machine. Look, Angela.
Yes, cute.
Oh, sorry. And what's the trick?
Now that would be telling, my dear Jamila. But what I don't need is my mom finding out. So, sister, keep it quiet, right? You too, Angela.
For sure. My mother's not even speaking to me anymore, so your secret's safe with me.
Hey, Annie, Really, I don't know how you do it. My mom's so strict, she wants me to know when I'm even 2 minutes late from school.
Sounds like my mom.
Except I can only go out if my brother comes with me.
Well, you Muslims are strict. But my people, well, my grandmother would be strict if she lived with us. My mom's easy, and I never knew my dad. And if my uncle shows any interest, it's usually for the wrong reason.
My uncle's great, but my mother doesn't think so.
What are you saying, Annie? Interested for the wrong?
Oh, come on, Jamila. You know what I mean. Don't you have an uncle who gets too close sometimes? Come on, you can't tell me you're all angels in your family.
The fallopian tubes are on the left and right, as you see on the chart. The ovamo egg descends down the right-hand side tube 1 month and the left-hand tube the following month. Now, turn to page 56. There are two fallopian tubes attached to either side of the colon.
What is it, Angela? Are you okay?
I think I'm going to be sick. Please let me...
Sir!
Open into the... Yes. What is it, Jamila?
Please, sir. Angela needs to go outside. She's going to be sick.
Shh. Shh. I say. Make way. Come on, Angela. Calm down, pupils. Stop talking. Jamila, you go with her and report back to me after class.
Yes, sir.
Class, silence. Now, where was I? Yes, page 56. When an ovum is developing in an ovary, it is encapsulated in a sac.
Angela!
Yes, Ma?
After the talk this morning, it's quite clear he kept quiet about meeting a boy. I trusted you when I sent him stay with your cousins. You have broken all my rules. God's rules.
Yes, Ma.
I want to send you out of the house and tell you to go to your boyfriend and live with him. Let him take care of you.
No, Ma, please. I don't know him. He lives near Uncle. That's 20 kilometers from here. I can't... I want to stay here.
All right. First things first. I want to know for sure. Maybe you're not pregnant at all. We need to go for a test. I want it done properly. So that means going to the clinic. I will take you in person and we'll wait, even if we have to sit all day and all night. We will find out the truth. And then I will decide what to do. Is that understood?
Yes, Ma.
An Angel in Everyone was written by Romy Singh. And that's all from Learning by Ear for today. Join us next time when Angela faces more rejection from her mother and very little sympathy from the local doctor. Also, find out how blind young Annie is to the dangers of her lifestyle. Remember, if you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, please visit our website at www.dw-world.de/lbe. Goodbye.